This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. The Village of Lincoln Heights is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year, and the community has a rich history and population makeup. It was the first African-American self-governing community above the Mason-Dixon line. And here to talk about Lincoln Heights and its upcoming anniversary are Vice Mayor Jeannie Stinson, Councilwoman Ruby Kinsey Mumphrey, and Resident Chair Nettie Matthews. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jeannie, Nettie, and Ruby, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Yes. How did Lincoln Heights get its start?
Well, basically, Lincoln Heights started with, it was a farm area. And as everything started to progress, a lot of African-Americans came from the South and brought their families and everything. And so during that, they started to wanting to get incorporated. But due to powers that be, it took a little time for them to get incorporated with various neighboring communities coming through. And they were basically getting incorporated before them. So they were, in the end, dealt with the certain areas that they were able to do. But it took them for quite some time. So by 1946, they were actually able to be incorporated. During that time, they had areas where going out with fires would take place, and they would have to go and get buckets of water to put fires out. Mm-hmm. They did not have any street lights back then. Mm-hmm. But as things progressed, they began to build businesses. Yes. And streets began to get paved, and families began to grow more and more within the village. And they actually got their fire department started and their police department started, and our community began to grow. And once upon a time, we had a large base of over 7,000 people lived in the village. So as time grew and urban renewal came through, we started to dwindle down to 5,000. And then, you know, with economic development coming and going, it decreased. So I don't want to take over everything. So I'll go ahead and add Ms. Nettie in there.
But yet the love continued in Lincoln Heights.
That's a very
I want to
proud
say to everyone
village.
Out there, greetings to you from all the way from coming from Lincoln Heights to let you know how much I love Lincoln Heights. Lincoln Heights was like, oh my God, like a lifesaver for me, a lifeline.
How long have you lived there, Nettie?
Oh my God, since I was a young girl. Mm-hmm. Off and on, and then as I raised my children, I lived over in Mariana Terrace, which they call the Projects. But the Projects had so much love. We had love for one another. And my children grew up there, and we're never going to forget Lincoln Heights. Lincoln Heights people welcomed me. I had moms and dads and everywhere. My mom died at 29, and Dad left, but he still communicated with us, but I had to adopt me some families. And they have reared me. Lincoln Heights was my lifeline. Through God, the Lord helped me. But Lincoln Heights has been the lifeline. So when you say Lincoln Heights, I am that product because I love Lincoln Heights. And I want it to grow, and we can grow together. And I'm asking everyone out there, if you want to come, I don't care where you come from. If you want to come out in Lincoln Heights and help us to be better, to grow again, please come out. Whether it be mentally, physically, financially, however you want to come, we want you to come.
Nettie, I noticed in some of the correspondence we got from you that you repeatedly use the word beautiful, Lincoln Heights attached.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to tell you, Lincoln Heights has been that beauty to me. I don't care what's been going on around there. It's always going to be beautiful Lincoln Heights to me. Because of the love the people have shown me. I'm welcome in every house around there.
She is.
I'm welcome in every house. I've been to almost everybody's funerals, their showers, whatever. I'm there. I sing. I've been the MC at different programs. I've sung on different mayor from all the way from Lovie Andrews down to Laverne Mitchell.
Everybody in Lincoln Heights knows me.
I have been on the mayor's prayer breakfast. I've sung at Lincoln Heights Day, whether it be the blues or gospel. I do it. And this is all I volunteer in my community. Whatever you see me cleaning up, I'm not getting paid. The Lord is paying me because this is where I live, and I want it to grow.
Jeannie, it sounds like it's a really, despite whatever problems you might have, it's a tight-knit community, and a lot of people really love it.
Most of the people, all of the people in Lincoln Heights, if you're there, you're very proud of Lincoln Heights. We're all proud of Lincoln Heights
and I want to let you know
the products from Lincoln Heights.
I want to let you know that we are now Rainbow Tribe. We've got Orientals. We got Hispanics. Everyone is welcome. My good friend.
So it's a diverse neighborhood.
Oh, it's diverse.
Yes, yes.
One of my girlfriends. Oh, my God. Bonnie Mitchell. Oh, honey, she said, hey, you would never know about her outward appearance. She looks like you, baby. But by her inward appearance, she roll like us, you know? Yeah. So I'm just telling you, you're welcome. Yeah, everyone is welcome.
She's been there over 30 years.
30 years, and she owns her own home.
Is it mainly a residential community? Or there
yes,
a lot
it
of,
is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And for those who might not know, Jeannie, where exactly is Lincoln Heights located?
It is located between, off of I-75, between Evendale, Woodlawn, and Lachlan. Those are our surrounding areas. And Arlington Heights. So we're in between Wayne Avenue and 75.
Okay, so you're in what, I think that it's what's known as the Valley area.
The Valley area,
yes.
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, what is the community like these days, Jeannie?
I see a shift in the community. I see higher spirits, more people willing to help out, volunteer. I see a lot of people coming back to the community. I was at a conference last month or month before last in Washington, D.C., and I ran into somebody from Lincoln Heights, and he noticed me right away, and he was asking, what can he do for our 70th anniversary? So he had a group of people that wanted to come back to the community and give back, and that's real important to us.
And we'll be getting back to the history. You mentioned that the surrounding communities, at first you got a little bit of opposition to incorporation. In those early days, how did the surrounding communities interact and react to Lincoln Heights?
Well, you know, with all the several stories that have been written, you know, with the GE being positioned there, I would say, for us, because I wasn't there back then, but it was a lot of opposition, and it basically took us a while to get incorporated. And by that happening, we did lose various lands, and which that did cause problems for us, our economic development. So we basically kind of like bunched this to just have a certain economic development. But through Urban Renewal, we were able to develop our business district, which we're working on getting that, trying to bring, you know, even though we have a so small amount of space, we're looking at getting basically upgrade the business district that we have, and actually creating other available areas to become like mixed lots, things like that, to bring businesses not just out along I-75, but within the village, where we are working on getting the zoning to make it possible for us to have different type of businesses. Back then, a lot of the businesses were they were hairdressers, a lot of restaurants, cab services,
dry cleaners,
and actually grocery stores. Mm-hmm. So we still have the grocery store, our medical, our Lincoln Heights Medical Center is under the healthcare connection, uh-huh. And actually our medical center, which we're very proud of, serves over 10,000 people, mm-hmm. And each and actually a variety. We have all different nationalities,
my God, yes,
that attend the medical center, so we're very proud of that. And we're basically building, rebuilding the village of Lincoln Heights, trying to knock down all those negative stereotypes.
And there will never be a negative stereotype,
right,
as long as I'm there, because it is beautiful Lincoln Heights.
Yeah.
And I will let you know, Dolores Lindsay was the one with the health center starting it all, getting it started. She went door to door everywhere else she could go to make that happen. I worked for the health center before, and I love working for them. I'm just going to tell you that you need to come and feel the love. You have to find, you have to look for love. You just can't just come and say, oh, well, I look at that old raggedy house. Well, you know what? You may see Miss Nettie over there cleaning that raggedy house, because I don't mind getting down and dirty if I have to clean my village, and it's no charge.
Yeah, Nettie, How much volunteerism is going on in Lincoln Heights?
Oh, Lord, we have. Well, I know I volunteer.
We know you do, yeah.
And my friend Melvin Spears, he volunteers. Oh, my God, it's a lot of people are asking me, Miss Nettie, what can I do? What can I do to help? I've had a young lady this morning I talked to who lost her aunt. And she says, I want to volunteer. She said, I want to help you with cleaning the streets and doing these lots and stuff. You know, so, hey, we have people all the time wanting to join in and help us.
Actually, a couple of weeks ago, we had a cleanup session one Saturday morning. It was maybe 2 weeks ago. Some students from UC came down, and we took quadrants in Lincoln Heights. And actually, the students at UC, they thought, we thought that we were coming to a really bad neighborhood, but mm-hmm. they laughed and joked. They said, it's really not as bad as we thought. More people need to come out here and see that it's not as bad as stereotypically people say about Lincoln Heights.
That's one of the things people do think. Yeah,
they were asking, when can we come back? Yeah. So I had a project for them. I said, well, we're getting ready for our 70th anniversary in September. Once a month, you all are welcome to come back and help us clean up.
And I want to say something about our city manager, Rebecca Hopkins. She comes out each Saturday morning and some picks Sundays. Up paper on every street, whatever one she designate. So you know why she's doing it? Just so she can meet her constituents here. You know, she wants to talk to people. She wants to meet people. What better way? Mm-hmm. When they ask you questions, then you can introduce yourself. So I thank God for Rebecca Hopkins.
She's doing a great job.
I'm proud of her. And there's also other volunteers. We have organizations that are opening up, that want to give back to the community, trying to assist the village in any way that's possible. One organization is STRI. We have Go Cincinnati, and we also have We Thrive, which is a one big event that's coming up April the 23rd. And We Thrive, actually, that is geared toward chronic disease and emergency preparedness and environmental health. So that's a big thing that's going on in the village, and that's going to be taking place at Lincoln Heights Elementary School. That's going to be the 23rd from 10 to 2. We Thrive. Go Cincinnati has been a great help. That's been a part of Lincoln Heights since 2009 when Mayor Laverne Mitchell brought that to the village. And so this particular year, they'll be helping with the churches. And they basically come in and whatever your need is, they come and they assist and they bring their group. So it's last year when they did come, there were different areas in Lincoln Heights that we needed assistance with, and one was Serenity Park. They painted a beautiful mural at the Serenity Park.
We will continue our conversation about Lincoln Heights. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Here to talk about Lincoln Heights and its upcoming anniversary are Vice Mayor Jeannie Stenson, Councilwoman Ruby Kinsey Mumphrey, and Resident Chair Nettie Matthews. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at WVXU.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Ruby, Nettie said I had to ask you about this picture. She handed this to me during the break and said, I have to ask you about this. Tell me about that. That's...
Oh, wow. Okay. it's called Stride. It's alumni with residents of the Village of Lincoln Heights, past residents and current residents. And they've... they're still preparing to get things situated to help the Village of Lincoln Heights. We have different backgrounds for a lot of the individuals that have began to participate, and some of them were principals, superintendents. We have people that are artists, just all walks of life from the residents. So they're basically giving back to the community. And I'm excited about it, and I know they have great things in store to actually assist any way that they can with the Village of Lincoln Heights, or just giving back.
Charles Wiley, I'm telling you, I'm excited about everything to do at Lincoln Heights.
That's the gentleman in the middle of the picture? Is that?
Yeah, he's one down here, stooping down a little
bit.
Okay. Yeah, he's right there.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I'm so excited. We can't get it all in this half hour. Can you dig it? We need to work on this because of Lincoln Heights, I'm excited about the 70th anniversary. Please, everyone out there, we need your help. We want your help, and we will listen, okay?
Well, let's talk some more about the 70th anniversary celebration that's coming up. Jeannie, tell us about what's happening with that.
Well, it'll be happening September 3rd, 4th, and 5th, which is Labor Day weekend. We traditionally do it that weekend. That way we can get more people from out of town and more participation. We always start off with a parade, and the whole entire village comes out for the parade.
I love it.
Right now, what we're doing is we're asking for vendors. We need vendors. We want live entertainment. We want bands. We want people to come out and participate in the parade as well as the Family Day. And actually, Lincoln Heights Family Day is resident-driven. It's not something that the council puts on. It's something that the residents of Lincoln Heights put together. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Community.
Because it's community-based.
Exactly.
And this year we'll have plenty for our seniors, our young adults, our elementary school children, everybody. We're going to have something planned for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're prayerful that this year we can have some fireworks. We can do fireworks. It's legal reasons sometimes that you can't do fireworks, safety reasons. But this year we are pushing for fireworks and to have.
Especially on your 70th anniversary.
On our 70th.
Come on out there. Hear me sing the blues and I'm going to sing a little gospel. So you're going to get to hear it all because I can do that. Okay?
So I want to add on that. So actually how it begins is we usually have our mayor's prayer breakfast, which is the kickoff, and that's usually the week before. And then the next week we begin with the parade, and the parade goes all the way up, down, legged to the bottom. And it's last year we had the parade. It was a lot of fun. It was smaller than we anticipated, but it was just so exciting just to see the neighbors beginning to get excited about the Village of Lincoln Heights, putting their lawn chairs out. We had different organizations participate. It was just a lot of fun. So after the parade takes place and we open up the festivities, and then we had vendors, and the food is really good. So, you know, we try to get a little bit of what everybody likes to enjoy, and to make it, affordable. So when we had our booths and everything, we decided that we were more interested in bringing people to the festival. So our booths were at a minimum. They were $70, and you were able to have that booth for not just one day, but 2 days. And then we had our entertainment, and the entertainment, we try to make it be geared for the family, starting with the children. We actually had the Cincinnati Zoo. We had Cincinnati on the Zoo on the Move, and that was great. Participation with the children, and just to put it out there, the animals are not huge.
So no elephants or giraffes?
Elephants or giraffe. Sure. We don't want to have to be chasing anything down. But it was great to see the children's faces light up. They interacted with the zoo attendant that came, and then we did have our bouncy houses and things like that. Now, we're working, and we will hopefully be prayerful that we can get rides, which has always been something that everybody wants. But we always run into, since there's a lot of festivals going on around that time, we always run into that trying to get them. So we just want to let everybody know that we are looking at that. It may not be as many as you would want, but there is something that we're working for. We just want everybody to come out and have a great time, enjoy the music.
How many
jazz,
people usually come out?
We had a decline. There was 1 year, 2013, they didn't have the festival. So we're basically building it back up.
Okay.
So I would say I've been doing it for this will be my third year co-chairing the festival. And I would say last year we had maybe about 150 to 200 people attend, depending on what day that you came.
And
because
the gospel,
Sunday is one of the big events because everybody wants some gospel. Mm-hmm. But we have jazz in there too,
and we had a little blues,
and we had spoken words. So we try to add some poetry in there. Just try to cater some things with the children, talent shows and things like that that we're planning on doing. Just trying to make it geared for it. And we do have a lot of, which we're working on the sponsorship. So we're thankful for the sponsors that we've had last year, but we're working to build it up even more to just have more booths, more entertainment.
Jeannie, I was wondering how the village manager and council work with Cincinnati Council. Is there cooperation between the city and Lincoln Heights?
Yeah, a lot of times what it is not directly with the council, but commissions and committees that the Cincinnati Council has, we're invited to those committees and commissions.
Yes.
And a lot of times they're doing a day. I don't think those people have regular jobs like we do in the village of Lincoln Heights. But we're involved in that way through their committees and commissions.
Now, I know one thing that you say is that you're determined to make positive changes in Lincoln Heights through youth mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about some of the things you're doing in that regards.
Well, currently I'm starting a girls club, and I'm targeting grades 3 through 5 because we have one of our churches already have something for the young men. And I'm targeting grades 3 through 5 and 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And the reason why is because 6th, 7th, and 8th grade girls are the mean girls. And I currently work at the Princeton Middle School, and I interact with a lot of them. And through working there, I've already become a mentor. So I want to just roll that into our community.
Mm-hmm. And Ruby, I know that you have as a motto that you started work yesterday to help work on the promises of tomorrow, to move Lincoln Heights toward the vision that you have for it. What is the vision of the future that you have for Lincoln Heights?
The vision that I have for Lincoln Heights is that we can bring back more economic development that could be for as bringing habitat houses, improving on making, because we have various lots of out there that due to deterioration or we had to at some time tear them down. We're looking for just building more housing, and as far as businesses, trying to improve our business district to make it more viable, to bring back residents that have left, try to show that we can, you know, even though we've been, we might have been down, but we can get back up. And so I just have a vision that one day that the village of Lincoln Heights is going to be back prosperous, having more residents that with a decline that we had to improve it. Even if it's someone moving back in Lincoln Heights, even if it's 50 residents, I know it took a while for us to get to where we're at right now. But due to making an improvement, we're looking forward to seeing it improve in numbers.
Nettie, what about you? What's your vision for?
My vision is already beautiful. We just need to work on that beauty that we already have. And I want to say hello to my brother out there because I had him to listen. Charlie Winburn, hello to you, big bro. All right? You know I'm the big sis. I'm the boss. But I just want to...
we know.
But I just want to say that it's already beautiful. We just need to enhance that beauty and hold on and believe in what we're doing in our community. Work together. Ain't no way that it'll fail if we all come together. And that means everyone, y'all. I don't care what nationality, you're all my brothers and sisters. I want you there, okay? You're welcome.
Jeannie, what about you?
Well, it's so much. I focus a lot on the young people because I work with a lot of the young people.
Think they're the future of the community?
I think that they are. I want them to be like I was when I was younger. Couldn't wait to get outside to play and explore Lincoln Heights. And cause, you know, nowadays kids stay inside playing video games. But I've been listening, and I am attempting to bring the programs that I know that the young folks want. So I'm just looking forward to that. Well, can I share with you a few dates that we have of things coming
up? Real quickly, we've got about 30 seconds.
April 23rd, Ruby spoke about We Thrive, going to be at Lincoln Heights Elementary from 10 to 12. Please come out. They're going to have a special guest. May 7th is our safety day at the Lincoln Heights Health Center. We also have a car seat program I'd like for you all to come out and see about. And come sign up for softball and baseball. For our young adults.
I love our young adults.
Okay, and I would like to add that we have Respect My Block that's tonight at 6, and we usually have that the second Tuesday of every month.
And
so
Jill Mallory's coming.
Well, Jeannie, Nettie, and Ruby, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us. This has been wonderful.
Vice Mayor Jeannie Stinson, Councilwoman Ruby Kinsey Mumphrey, and Resident Chair Nettie Matthews.